Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow, for our almost 40 episodes that we've done here on AM 1040. Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. every weekend. We appreciate your patronage and listening in and tuning in. And our whole goal is to share information with our listeners that after they listen, they say, hey, that was good to know. Today we have our guest. We have two guests today who have joined me. We have Craig Woodard Jr. And Craig is with the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. And then I have Amanda Cordero, who is the president of the board for Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Achievement Centers. Welcome to the show. And my understanding is Craig has a challenge that or a pledge that he wants me to make. So we're going to dive into that. Again, welcome to the show, Amanda and Craig.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And it's Craig Woodard Sr. My my son, Craig Woodard Jr., is actually one of the reasons, Jeff, I'm on the show today. And what we're doing with the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, I'm the executive director and president of that organization. We've been around for, we're in our seventh year right now. And we're going around, instead of fighting the giant of the FCC, we are trying to go to a lot of our local Tampa Bay radio hosts and have them take the pledge of not using the R word on the local airwaves. You know, I've heard it a couple times within the last year, or most recently I heard it about a month ago, and it was a good friend of mine, her show, one of her hosts, said it on the radio, and it really affects the Down syndrome community, the special needs community. It's a nasty word. It's disrespectful. There's so many other words that can be said out there, and so I figured let me go around to a lot of my friends and a lot of the radio hosts in town and start there, and start a pledge where you would refrain from using that word. So, you know, you have me on the show today, so I wanted to start with you as well and see if you're willing to take the pledge to not only not use that word on the radio, but not let any listeners use that word. Do you take that pledge, Jeff?
I certainly do, Craig. It's not a problem. I haven't used it, won't use it, won't let anybody use it because, you know, I value you know, what your organization represents, and the families and, you know, the people that are struggling with, Down syndrome and, other challenges in their life, very, very, sentimental. You know, I have, friends and family members, that are impacted, you know, with this, as well. So you have my commitment. Again, we're talking with Craig Woodard Sr. And Craig is the, Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, and an associate with them today is Amanda Cordero, the president of the board for Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Achievement Centers. And they today are collaborating not only with radio shows and taking the challenges, probably anyone and everyone that's listening to take that challenge of, you know, getting that R word out of their vocabulary. Amanda, good morning to you as well. And maybe you can tell me a little bit about Gigi's and then how you and Craig are working together, you know, with this challenge.
Yes, thank you for having me. I am, again, Amanda Cordero, the president of the board of Gigi's Playhouse Tampa. We're a nonprofit achievement center for individuals with Down syndrome and other special needs, offering classes, therapies, and programs for all stages of life, prenatal through adulthood, and it's always at no cost to the families. So we are always on a mission to raise awareness, change the world's perspective of our individuals with Down syndrome, and promote that positive outlook all the way through. I think it's important for people to realize, the reason I decided to do this with Craig, because it's such a huge message for me. I have a 13-year-old son with Down syndrome, and he is the reason I do the things that I do. And we have family members even that continue to use the R word in my presence still to this day after 13 years of me asking them not to. And the point that I try to make to people is that it was a scientific, technical term used to describe something that nobody can help what they are born with. And then society took that term to use as an insult to make fun of other people, whether they are saying it jokingly or not, and not even directed at somebody with Down syndrome. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that they understand what that means, and it's disrespectful to them. So just because they cannot articulate that to you doesn't mean they don't understand it, and that's what we are here to do, is be the voice for them.
Wonderful. Amanda Cordero from Gigi's Playhouse. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. Tune in www.thatisgoodtoknow.com for our website, and tune in to AM 1040 Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 10. So Amanda, you and Craig teamed up to create more awareness and advocacy for this challenge. How has it gone so far? Tell me about some of the wins and some of the impacts that you guys are making. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, I've been very successful getting the word out. And as Amanda said, she has a son that's 13. Craig Jr., as you mentioned, Jeff, is 10 years old. And they both have speech delays. But we are their voice. So we're here today to speak for them and many others blessed with Down syndrome and other special needs as well. And so I've been going around and I've spoken to, started off with obviously our vice president, who is Drew Garabo from Drew Garabo Live, featuring John Fenning. Drew gave me a different perspective, because I was so upset when I heard the word about a month ago on one of the radio stations. And I said, hey, how can we get through to the FCC to get this as a banned word? And he said, hey, they're not going to ban the word. What you need to do is try to do a radio pledge and have people pledge not to use that word. And so I started from there. And so I did my first interview on Q105 with Roxanne Wilder, the current. Roxanne has, she's actually been named our lifetime MC for our Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala. So she participates in all of our galas. And I used her platform to really get the word out. She took the pledge and she was the first one. And we had a great conversation about that. Next up was Wild 94.1 with program director Orlando Davis and Meredith and Rich from The Freak Show.
Okay.
And I was able to speak with them, and they feel the same way I do. And Orlando was able to give me a lot of history dealing with, obviously, the media and the radio. He said there are 7 banned words, and the R word is not one of them.
And you can't say them.
and neither is the N word. And he said, but the N word makes people uncomfortable. You'll probably have some people that turn off and don't listen anymore, but the FCC won't do anything. But if you use one of those 7 banned words, they will fine you $325,000.
Wow.
So what he said is, when he is speaking with people and they slip up and use the N word, they just drop the word and they dump it. So I said, well, why can't we just do that with the R word? Because that's sending a stronger message to our listeners. And so all of them, Meredith, Rich, Orlando, Roxanne, they all took the pledge. And of course, Drew and John Senning are doing the same. And I'm glad that you took the pledge as well today, my friend.
It's my pleasure. And I'm happy to share this, this challenge with everybody, for that matter. You know, being in radio, TV, or a public figure of any matter, it all has to boil down to, changing our ways, things that we have to be cognizant of it and understand. We've had over the many, many years, things come and go out of our vocabulary and dialect and things of that nature. And this is just another one that needs to go. We're listening to Amanda Cadera from Gigi's Playhouse and Craig Woodard Sr., who are talking about taking the R word challenge. And I appreciate you guys coming on the show. Amanda, you know, you're taking this out into the Gigi's world. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how that's going and what you're doing, you know, maybe not necessarily on the broadcast world, but what you're doing in the real world to help.
With Gigi's Playhouse, we promote being Generation G all the time. That's the pledge that we take, and that is being kind and inclusive and accepting of everybody. Again, that comment that nobody asks for what they're born with, but when we embrace people for who they are, the world is actually a pretty beautiful place. And the second that Craig and I met, that's the one thing we knew for sure that we had in common, that we wanted a better world for our children. And that's what we are working towards. We put the message out there all the time with Gigi's Playhouse to treat everybody with every amount of respect that you would expect for yourself. It's kind of the golden rule that we learn in kindergarten. So we're just pushing that forward through adulthood, just in a more directed stance. So, and we do that through our programs, community outreach. We have our events, and we're always spreading the word about Gigi's Playhouse, Down Syndrome, and how we can change the world's perspective together and make it a more inclusive place.
Wonderful. Craig, while we got you on the air, and this is Craig Woodard Sr., the executive director of Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. Anybody you want to give a shout out to take the challenge that you've been targeting, that, you know, maybe one of our listeners has, you know, they could be listening, maybe one of our listeners has a connection. Who's on your radar to you know, help this movement grow even stronger and faster?
Yeah, there's a number of people in the radio world that I would love to have them on board. One would be MJ from the MJ Morning Show. Along with that show, it would be Fester, Froggy as well. I would love for Mike Colta to take the pledge. He is a supporter of the Down Syndrome Associates of Tampa Bay because of his coworker, our Vice President Drew Garabo. Drew puts on an event every year called Down the Bowl. We've had three different events so far in the last few years, and we had to take a year or two off with COVID, of course, you know, how that went, but,
right.
We've had three events that were very successful where we've raised a significant amount of money, and a lot of his coworkers at 102.5 The Bone have come and attended. And Mike Colta came to the last one that we had in March. So Mike Colta would be a huge advocate for us, as well. And to be honest with you, Jeff, I would really love for the entire Tampa Bay radio
TV, radio, TV, any public figures, politicians, you know, everybody. Yes. This is beyond
absolutely.
Just, we have a voice, we have a channel, we have a reach, you know, but we have to really tap into our inner selves to, you know, eradicate that type of stuff. And for sure, and be cognizant of it for sure. Have you talked to anybody in the political scenes? Have you got into, you know, talk with congressmen or people, you know, representatives or even mayor, you know, things of that nature?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, Mayor Castor is a huge advocate for both Amanda and the Down Syndrome community. She's been to a number of events, probably one of the most prolific people that is so heavily involved because of his brother is Luis Vieira. He is the Tampa City Councilman. Vieira is just a wonderful guy. He will come to all of our events if needed. He supports Buddy Baseball. He's come to our Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala in March. And actually, he was an award winner as well, because we recognized his advocacy. So when you have support like those two and many others, and you have some connections like yourself and Drew Garabo, Orlando Davis, Roxanne Wilder, and on the TV side, other huge advocates are Natalie Taylor from Tampa Bay's Morning Blend, Walter Allen from Good Morning Tampa Bay on Fox. Those are good friends of mine as well, and they stand for what we stand for. And, you know, I just really think if you continue to talk about things that are important issues, you get results. And awareness creates results. And Amanda and I met for the very first time at our Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala in March. It was such a pleasure to meet her. We had an immediate connection because of a lot of our similarities and what we stand for. And then we met at a birthday party again, around our circle. And her and I got into this conversation. And that's why we're on with you right now, spreading knowledge and creating awareness together. So I'm very, very pleased with that and hope that this message just gets to everybody and everyone can see. You know what? It's 2024. It's time. And when right. we talk about it. It's 2024. Let's make a change. Let's do this. And so I'm so glad that you're letting us use your platform to pass this this word around.
It's my pleasure. Speaking of Buddy Baseball, I have a friend, Toby Hall, who I went out and participated in a few years back in some Buddy Baseball, and that's a wonderful organization, things that they do there. If you want to check out Buddy Baseball, you can visit buddybaseball.org. Before we pivot, Craig, back to Amanda, and people can get some real-life experience at an upcoming event, and I'll let her explain that. How does someone reach out to you if they want to get involved in the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay?
Number of ways. First of all, they could go to our website, www.dsatb.org, as in Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, dsatb.org. They can become a member, join as a member right online. My cell phone number is public. It's right on our website. They can reach me at 814-882-9191. My email address is craig.woodard@dsatb.org. They can follow us on Facebook at 21 Strong Forever, or just type in Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. Our page will pull up, and I list all of our events in to give them time to know when the event's going to run. We offer free art class twice a month. We offer free speech therapy, free occupational therapy. We just had a puppy therapy class the other day. We have a fitness club. We have a makeup class called Embrace Your Inner Diva for the ladies. Mm-hmm. We have a father's group now that we're getting ready to kick off for all the dads to do some things with their kids to increase the bond. And we love to collaborate with other groups like organizations as well, like Gigi's Playhouse Tampa, as well as Friends.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Craig, we'll add some of that information to our website, but primarily the best way to reach you is to go to their website, dsatb.org. That's dsatb.org. Now, Amanda, you have an event coming up here. It's one of your premier events at Top Golf. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on? What's the purpose? Is there any special guest? Is there a theme? I'm looking forward to it. I'm planning on being there. And I think that's Sunday, July 14th in the afternoon. But Amanda, since I have you on the air, the show is yours for a few minutes to talk about this great Gigi's event.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a number of fundraisers throughout the year because Gigi's is 99% volunteer-based and in no way government-subsidized. So to stay afloat, we are in a brick-and-mortar facility. It's over $700,000 a year just for us to maintain. So we are constantly on a hustle to fundraise. So this July 14th, 2 to 6, we're having a Topgolf event. We do actually have a celebrity guest that will be there. Can't share the name just yet, but it is a WWE wrestler. So a lot of our kiddos are very excited, or will be very excited when they see who that is, because we have quite a few wrestling fans. But we've got a fajita bar and the regular bar. It's going to be a great time. Everybody coming out to celebrate our kiddos and raise money for the Playhouse. All that programming that we do, whether it is speech, math and literacy tutoring, occupational therapy, dance classes, fitness classes, art classes, music programs, a number of social programs that we put together for various age groups, and our kitchen program, which teaches them not just nutritional information, but how to cook and take care of themselves in the kitchen. So we have to support all those programs, and we do that through our fundraiser. So yeah, the more the merrier. We encourage everybody to come on out. And then we will also have a Bowling for Turkeys in November, which is a fun family event. And then in January, the clay shoot is coming, and that is always a good time.
I was I went there and volunteered to spend the day with you at the clay shoot, and I enjoyed myself so much. It was so fun, you know, for a great cause, raising lots of money. Everybody who attended had a great time. It was just a spectacular event. So again, the GG's Top Golf fundraiser is coming up Sunday, July 14th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Where do people register? Why don't you tell us how people can reach GG's or get involved if they can't make this golf outing? People can get involved and volunteer, support, sponsor, donate.
Yeah, our website is www.ggsplayhouse.com/tampa.org. Or I'm sorry, .org/Tampa. I'll get that straight eventually.
Oh no, it's all right.
And then all of our events are listed on the website, and you can click on that specific event and register to get your tickets. We have team packages that save everybody a little bit of money, or you can just have a spectator ticket too if you don't feel like playing but just want to come hang out with us. So there's always that option. And Craig is going to be there, I believe. Also, our friend Drew Garabo, and we are going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun, so we always encourage people to come out. And then our location is basically Himes and Hillsboro, so people are always welcome to come in, fill out the application to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for board members. We're always looking for community heroes to help us keep our Playhouse going.
Fantastic.
I think both organizations usually are always looking.
Yes, they're in demand. That's for sure. To the volunteer and helping these great organizations. Again, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We'll put all the information for Craig Woodyard Sr. from the Down Syndrome Association and from Gigi's Playhouse up on our website, including the links. And if you do want to attend the Gigi's event, you can go to ggsplayhouse.org/Tampa. Amanda, is there still some availability left?
Yeah, we have a couple. We have tickets available, and there actually are still a few sponsorships available if there are any businesses interested in that.
Fantastic. Craig and Amanda, what you do is very special from the bottom of my heart. You know, what drives you and your families, you know, to help other families and, you know, people that are affected by Down syndrome should be commended. You have my commitment to the challenge of not using the R word, and I will do the best I can do to advocate as much as possible to anybody I can. That's why you're on the air. And you guys, thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend, and keep on doing the great things you do.
Thank you for all of your support, Jeff.
Take care. And again, thank you, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com.